Passage 3.
Dear friends, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I am delighted to add my welcome to those already expressed here for all the participants at this international seminar on modern logistics and freeport development, sponsored jointly by the Boao Forum for Asia, BFA, the Zhejiang Investment and Trade Symposium, with the full and active support of the Ningbo city government. As chairman of the BFA, which was founded in February 2001, on the belief that our continent needed a forum where Asians and their partners from other regions could discuss Asian concerns, economic and social, as well as political and cultural, in an Asian setting. Indeed, I am proud to be part of this gathering of leaders in regional and global logistics cooperation. If interdependence is to develop to everyone's benefit, then it must be built on mutual trust, mutual support, and mutual interests. The promotion of regional cooperation for mutually beneficial and sustained development is our principal reason for the establishment of the BFA. Our seminar takes place in a somber setting. All of China and much of the Asia Pacific is still mourning the victims of last month's Sichuan earthquake, this country's worst in 30 years. That great tragedy has naturally evoked worldwide compassion for the Chinese people. I am sure we will, in the course of our seminar, make a formal and collective gesture of sympathy and support. Calamities and disasters are not unknown challenges to the people of Asia. Historically, the crises caused by nature's destructive phenomena have helped to sharpen the spirit of caring, sharing, and daring among Asians. And even sorrow leaves us with important object lessons. Certainly, the Sichuan earthquake, which impelled the Chinese government and the Chinese people to take heroic action to come to the aid of their stricken fellow citizens, should direct our priorities to the shared need to ensure that our national and regional logistics capabilities are equal to every contingency, whether natural or man-made. But I hope recalling the tragedy does not dim our appreciation of Ningbo, this evergreen and lovely city of Zhejiang Province, and one of the great logistics centers on China's eastern seaboard. Ningbo, whose name translates into calm waves, is also an industrial powerhouse of the Yangtze River Delta and the whole east of China. At the 2008 BFA Annual Conference last 11 to 13 April, President Hu Jintao set a harmonious and optimistic tone by pledging China's continued reform and opening up, plus interaction and cooperation among countries and business communities in Asia. The most dramatic happening that took place at the annual conference of the BFA was the highest-level dialogue between Chinese leader and Taiwan regional leader since 1949. President Hu and Vincent Xu had a quiet but highly publicized one-on-one meeting at Boao last 12 April, auguring better times for cross-straits relations, with anticipated economic and peace dividends for the Asia-Pacific region. Our seminar deals with the kind of day-to-day interdependence that globalization mandates, as well as the business opportunities opening up in our globalizing world. As we know, logistics is that part of the supply chain that plans, controls, and carries out the efficient and effective forward and reverse flow and storage of goods, services, and related information between the point of origin and the point of consumption. Balance and efficiency are the defining qualities of modern logistics management. On the one hand, factories must avoid crippling shortages of materials and components. On the other, factories must prevent costly buildup of inventories. The ideal solution to this industrial dilemma is the just-in-time, JIT, production and delivery system. We all know that if a factory is to subsist on minimal inventories, it must rely on prompt, predictable, and frequent deliveries of raw materials and components from suppliers arriving just before they become needed. Modernizing Ningbo's logistics facilities will mean greater assurances to its customers worldwide that they can rely on Ningbo's suppliers to deliver their goods at the strategic point in time of their need. Success in this effort will surely make this city a major link in the chain of economic strong points the East Asian states are building up. What will work for Ningbo as a logistics center will equally work well for other similarly endowed cities in the Philippines, Japan, India, Republic of Korea, Ukraine, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. At the macroeconomic level, my own country, the Philippines, is investing a great deal of capital and human talent to link up the vast archipelago with regional markets and industrial powerhouses. Only through these investments in logistics facilities and systems can the Philippines take advantage of its strategic location at the heart of East Asia, with easy and quick access to China, Japan, Republic of Korea, to the 9 other Southeast Asian states, as well as to the rest of the world. Throughout East Asia, state-of-the-art logistics networks are being organized. The regional linkages that most of our port and hub cities are building will start to really pay off beginning in 2010, when China and the 10 Asian states complete consolidating their Free Trade Agreement, FTA, which would become the world's largest in terms of market and population. And the ASEAN 10 plus China FTA would only be the beginning. Certainly Japan, India, and the Republic of Korea, which are also negotiating a free trade agreement with ASEAN, cannot resist joining such a huge potential market at their very doorstep. All our countries, from east to west, from north to south, should benefit from these investment, trade, and networking opportunities that are emerging. Asians nowadays say that, more and more, the world's center of economic gravity is tilting to the Asia-Pacific region. I prefer to regard our world as now coming into balance, and in such a way as to make East and West so nearly equal as to render obsolete the concept of two sides being in opposition or in conflict with each other. In our time, I have great hopes for the wave of economic interdependence and globalization to bring greater prosperity and social equity around the world. We must all regard seminars like this one as building bridges to link our respective countries and regions into effective logistic networks of mutual understanding and mutual prosperity. This is the higher significance of this international seminar on modern logistics and free port development. Thank you, and Mabuhay. Best wishes to all.